Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is a brand new day. Today is the 14th day in the month of November 2025. The Lord has been good and kind to us, and unto Him we want to say thank you. Lord Jesus, we are grateful for a brand new day. We are grateful for all the gifts, the gift of life, the gift of health, the gift of sound mind that you daily bless us with. And that's why we've come to say thank you, because no man can actually do this for us. You are supreme in all your ways. You're beautiful in all your ways. Thank you, Jesus. Please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a continuation from our series that we started yesterday that says, Discerning of Spirits, and we'll be looking at the part 2. Discerning of Spirits, part 2. Our aim for today is Hymn 28, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Acts chapter 8 to chapter 9. Our memory verse is taken from 1 John chapter 4 verse 1, which says, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Our Bible reading is taken from Acts chapter 16 from verse 16 to 18. Acts chapter 16 from verse 16 to 18. From verse 16 it reads, Once when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a female slave who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She had a great deal of money for her owners by fortune telling. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, These men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved. She kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so annoyed that he turned around and said to the spirit, In the name of Jesus, I command you to come out of her. At that moment, the spirit left her. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, The gift of discerning of spirits helps Christians to identify the kinds of spirits operating in the lives of people they come in contact with. For example, a believer who has the gift of discerning of spirits will be able to tell when he or she comes across a person who is not a child of God, but is pretending to be filled with the Holy Spirit. With the gift of discerning of spirits, believers are equipped to identify those who are wolves in sheep's clothing around them. God intends that this gift play a vital role in the lives of believers, and it becomes heightened with greater intimacy with Him. Unfortunately, many believers do not seem to appreciate its importance. You must note, however, that the gift of discerning of spirits is not the gift of discernment, as many people erroneously call it. In today's Bible reading, Paul and Silas were on a very important assignment to tell the people of Philippi about Jesus when a demon-possessed girl met them. Everything she said about them was accurate. However, if Paul did not have the gift of the discerning of spirits, he might have put her in front of their evangelical campaign, or even made her the head of the evangelism team based on the things she said. However, Paul saw beyond her words and was able to identify that they were sponsored by an evil spirit, which he eventually cast out of her. As I mentioned earlier, the gift of discerning of spirits is vital for all Christians. However, it is even more critical for ministers of God to operate in it. This is because agents of the devil can sometimes sneak into the gatherings of believers by pretending to be children of God, like we see in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. In such cases, ministers of the gospel must seek them out because they are not among the congregation of saints to have fun. They are there to slow down the work of God and extinguish the fire of God that is burning in the midst of the congregation. Beloved, you must not be caught off guard by demonic operations around you. If you have surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, and do not have the gift of the discerning of spirits yet, ask God for it so that you can recognize and deal with the forces of darkness appropriately. Tomorrow I will talk about how to deal with witches and wizards, especially within a church setting. Today's open heaven comes with a key point that says, the gift of discerning of all spirits is vital for all Christians. The gift of the discerning of spirits is vital for all Christians. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website in www.priestpalaceready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.priestpalaceready.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Here you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed and have a beautiful day today. Bye-bye.